Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the inaugural Del Mar podcast, taking a look at Friday, July 19th racing. First off, remember that on Fridays at the Del Mar Summer Meet, they have a later post time, so it'll be getting underway at 7 p.m. East Coast time, so 4 o'clock locally, but 7 p.m. on Friday evening, they will get underway their 8-race card at Del Mar. And in the opener, we have 2-year-olds, maiden claimers, in for $50,000 on the dirt, going 5.5 furlongs in here. We have 5 first-time starters. The 2 veterans in the group, they draw the rail. My selections are 3-1-2 in Friday evening for us. Opener number 3, Heraclitus goes out for the career debut, gets Lasix for Simon Callahan. In the daily racing form, Simon at a healthy 27% with first-time starters. A extremely healthy $3.72 return. Has 7 listed workouts for the debut. The Berto Royal, who we remember back in Saratoga and on the Naira circuit many years ago, gets the mount for this first-timer in for a tag in the debut. For second, one of the veterans adding blinkers in the second career start. The rail, number 1, Howbeit. Debuted maiden special weights, just ran around the racetrack second to last in a 4.5 furlong June 16th debut. Now gets the added blinkers, drops in for a tag. Perhaps the biggest jump or depression in the game was 30-1 in the debut, draws the rail. I think it will be a much shorter price for this offspring, a Secret Circle. And for third, the other veteran in the group, number 2, El Tigre Terrible, who's the 9-5 morning line price. And my first thought was, off of the May 17th debut, a state-bred maiden special weight, first-time gelding, kind of surprised to see Peter Miller dropping in for a tag right away. Shady Empire won this race that El Tigre Terrible exits and immediately went to stakes racing on the fair circuit at Pleasanton and then finished in a 4-horse photo for second place behind a runaway winner. But El Tigre Terrible, 9-5 on the morning line, certainly warrants strong consideration in here. But my first question is, why in for a tag? So 3-1-2 in Friday's opener at Del Mar. On to the second race. We stay on the dirt. These are claimers. In for $16,000. Non-winners of 2 lifetime. Going the mile distance. In here, I am 6-5-3 in here. And as I looked at this race, boy, I feel very confident that Bitter Ring Home, the 6, for Neil Drysdale, who's running horses at Saratoga and Del Mar, not the type of horses he trained 25 years ago, but Bitter Ring Home appears to be on paper the lone speed in here. And off of the opening day card at Del Mar, which was Wednesday, I think that's got to be an extreme tactical advantage. Was running through the winter, took some time off, came back at Santa Anita on the turf. Now, this is a runner who has found no win, place, and show success on the turf. Came back at a mile at Los Al. That was 13 days ago. So this is the third race off of a March 29th fresh thing. Edwin Maldonado, I think, has got to send this horse beyond the speed, get a little bit of a break, a relaxation in the middle part of the race. And I think this offspring of Lemon Drop Kid can find the winner's circle. So number 6, Bitter Ring Home, my top pick in the second. 4, second in the second. Number 5, Mason Dixon. Doug O'Neill sends out this runner who broke the maiden for a tag at Del Mar last summer. Is 0-5 since then. Comes in for the lowest position. Tried stakes races immediately. Last summer was laid off until April. Tried 3 consecutive allowance races. Got throttled in the final 2. Then dropped in for a 25 non-2L at Los Al. Raced a little bit better as the beaten favorite. Now drops down 9,000 more for this runner who debuted at Del Mar. Raced well. Going to figure that Mason Dixon finds the waters a little shallower in here is my second pick. And for third, Dieci. Last run, boy, I'll tell you, I thought was really advantaged by the extremely long stretch at Los Al for the thoroughbred meets, and I thought was just really the last runner standing made the last run. I thought the leaders had had absolutely nothing left in the tank. So number three, Dieci, my third pick. So 6-5-3 in Del Mar's second. On to the third race, 5 furlong sprinting on the turf. These are state breds, 3-year-olds and up. Fillies and mares, optional claimers in for 20 or non-winners of one other than. And taking a look at our field here, 9 are in under the allowance condition. It is only number 10, Emmy and I, in for the $20,000 tag. And my top pick is right next door to Emmy and I. That is 11-1-3, my selections in the third at Del Mar. Number 11, Sunrise Royale. His horse has been very competitive at Santa Anita. And I remember at Santa Anita, after my lifetime of them running exclusively 6.5 furlongs, about 6.5 furlongs down the hillside course, that's been scrapped. They've been running 5 furlongs on the turf there. And my top pick, number 11, Sunrise Royale, has hit the board in both starts at Santa Anita. Now comes down San Diego way. And I think should get a very forward position early in the race with a good early speed and watch the unfoldings inside. For a second, the other side of the starting gate, number 1, Macy Joe, going out this afternoon for the 7th career start on turf. But this year, up at Golden Gate, has exclusively sprinted on their synthetic surface. But when this horse has been on Del Mar's turf course sprinting, does have a second place finish in 3 tries, has 4 second place finishes in 6 tries on the turf, comes off of the March 3rd freshening. The one negative in here is from down inside the rail, I just have to think that Flavian Pratt is going to have to be on the engine right away. For third, a huge price in here. Number 3, a dime, for me. First off, the $30,000 claim. A horse who this past February did run down the hill at Santita going 6.5, and I thought put in a good effort at 9-1, ended up finishing third when running for 50, but a dime for me. I think, you know, is in the mix here. I at 30-1, I certainly would be looking for this horse. You know, if they don't bet him, I'm still happy. But 11-1-3 in Del Mar's third. On to the fourth race in here. Open company, Fillies and Mares sprinting 6. Optionals in for 62 or non-winners of 2 other than. But at the end of the day, folks, this is simply an allowance race. All 6 in for the 2 other than. 2-4-3 in a very competitive race for me. Number 2 is Fighting Mad. Debuted last summer at Del Mar, scored by a nose at 5-2. Wasn't seen at the races again until April 30th. Off the bench at Churchill Downs, won an allowance race. Off of that effort, the offspring of New Year's Day tried the Miss Preakness Stakes. Really had little chance there, lost by 24 lengths. Makes the return to the races nearly 3 months and 2 days later. We've seen this horse have success in the career debut. We've seen this runner find the winner's circle off of the long layoff. So number 2, Fighting Mad, getting Drayden Van Dyke in the saddle for the first time, is our top pick. For a second, number 2, Lady Ninja. 2-1 favorite on the morning line, comes off of a strong victory in the previous entry-level allowance. That was going 6.5 at Santa Anita. Has already scored at Del Mar. Is 1-for-3 lifetime. I think it's going to sit a very good trip in here. But as I said at the top, a very contentious fourth race here. Heck, 2/3 of the horses are between 2.5 and 3.5 to 1 on the morning line. But for third, I have the 15-1 longest shot in the board. Watch Me Burn. 2-for-3 lifetime at Del Mar. Broke the maiden for $50,000. then won a starter allowance race before trying the Del Mar Debutante last year. Gets back in allowance company, tries to make it 3 for 4. But as I said, a highly contentious fourth race, 2, 4, and 3 in the fourth. On to the fifth, we get to the turf at 1/16, open company. These are exclusively for 3-year-old fillies. In for $80,000 or non-winners of one other than everyone in here in under allowance conditions. That includes the 13 and 14 who are AEs. The main body is the first 12. 8-3-7, my top pick. And Mike McCarthy takes over the training for Todd Pletcher with the 8, my top pick. Just got beat at Saratoga in the debut before being disqualified. Then came back at Belmont Park on a yielding turf course. Broke the maiden. Tried stakes company. Last effort as a juvenile was against Newspaper of Record on November 2nd. This horse started the career very nicely. Now gets 2 turns for the return to the races. Clearly figures to get a firm turf course at Del Mar. Well, the Jessamine at Keeneland last autumn ran a terrific second on a firm turf course. The only time the 8's ever been on a firm course before. So we'll take Mike McCarthy on top in the fifth. For second, number 3, Strike at Dawn. Richard Baltus sends out this runner for the 4th career start. Debuted at Tampa this past January 5th. Was the beaten favorite. Followed that up with a victory on February 16th. Left the Chad Brown barn, only seen once since February 16th. That was at Santa Anita. An awful effort on that mile course. So hopefully this offspring of Decoration of War remembers the first 2 races as we draw an inside post position with number 3, Strike at Dawn. And for third, number 7, Cavern and the Chipmunks going out for Phil D'Amato. The runner started the career in France, won on debut. Has had 3 starts in the United States. The middle one at Santa Anita going 5 was the best of those 3. Now gets a rooter ground for the first time since running in France. 8-3-7 in Del Mar's 5th. On to the 6th race. We have 3-year-olds and up. Open company. Maiden special weights. Racing 6 furlongs on the dirt. Field of 8 in here. 2-5-4. Number 2, Bob Baffert's Fade Dan gets my top pick. The $400,000 purchase has had steady works out at Santa Anita. Gets the inside in here in a contentious first-time starter race. But Faydan gets my top pick for second. John Sadler's firster that I'll take. Number 5, Noble Pursuit. Getting Lasix for the debut. Another offspring of Curlin. This one only costing $270,000. And for third, the uncoupled John Sadler horse. Number 4, Soldier Boy, a bullet for the debut. So 2, 5, and 4 in Del Mar's 6th. On to the 7th race this afternoon. 1/16 on the turf. Stakes action in here. 3-1-6. Pave for Mike McCarthy. Hopefully he and I will have a good day at Del Mar Friday evening. No starts this year. 1 start after the Breeders' Cup debacle. That was a 5th place finish in the American Oaks, which used to be a summertime race. If Pave sounds familiar, yes, she beat the boys last year in the El Camino Real Derby. 2-for-10 lifetime on the turf. Comes in here. This is a restricted race for older filly mares. I think we get the inside post here, and as I watch the opening day races, maybe getting late run in here could be beneficial. This horse employed that style last 2 Novembers ago at the Del Mar Bing Crosby meet. For second from the rail, Peter Irton sends out this runner who won an allowance race, is 2 races back, and then just got beat in the Gamely to finish 3rd. A strong effort on a turf course listed as good. Should get the firm bottom that this runner got last year in the San Clemente, which is being run this year on Saturday. That is part of the 3-year-old series for 3-year-old fillies. And for third, number 6, Streak of Luck, coming out of the Gamely also. Up close to the pace that afternoon. Mike Smith back in the saddle for a horse who's never been out of the exacta in 3 starts at Del Mar. 3-1-6 in Friday evening's feature. And wrapping up Friday's card, approximately 10:30 our time, three-year-old maiden claimer is going 5.5 on the dirt, 1, 6, and 12. Bourbon and Water breaks from the inside, the third career start, showed good early speed in the most recent effort, drops in for attack after trying the maiden special weight race condition for second. Number six, Funusual, makes the second career start, drops in for a tag after debuting going 5 on the turf at Santa Anita at better than 50-1. And for third, on the outside, number 12, Lucky Wally, makes the fourth career start, all of them for a tag at 20, first start of the year at 30-1, 1, 6, and 12 in the finale at Del Mar.